Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aflac.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm especially glad Anita Rosen is here. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the smartest people in our Brain Trust, and a bunch of really smart people. That's something to say there, folks. Anita has been working in the world of technology for a number of years. She actually was part of the Netscape team that created the very first e-business site. Folks, that goes all the way back to maybe at least like 11 years ago or something. So that makes her one of the pioneers. And you know, never before has anybody been able to be a pioneer and still only be 29 years old. It's amazing. Anita Rosen is the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. She's our good friend. Anita, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
How do you be a pioneer at 29? That's amazing, isn't it?
If I was 29, I would tell you how amazing it is.
Work with me, Anita. I'm trying to be charming here.
I've been telling my daughter I'm 36. You made me even younger.
I know. That sounds like my mother. My mother was 39 2 years in a row, and she really tried to pull that off. We didn't work though. We didn't let her have that. Didn't let her get away with that. Anita, you've been writing about something that we've been covering somewhat on this show with a few other of your peers. And that is something called Web 2.0. Some people call it the next internet, but also you in your current the current direction that you're working in your profession, you're an e-learning expert, and you're actually now using the term e-learning 2.0. And so what's going on? Where all of this stuff, I mean, there are people out there who haven't even got 1.0 down, and already we're moving on to 2.0. What's going on?
It's not so much technology. It's how we use technology. The big thing people get caught up in is, well, 2.0 must be new technology. But from the end user's point of view, we're still using the same browser.
Yeah,
it's that the applications have changed.
Mm-hmm. And the way we think about it.
And the way we think about it.
It's not a cute little toy anymore. It's even beyond a tool. The way I see the morphing of all this is we start out with this cute little toy, the web browser, and then we turn it into a tool. Now it's integrated into our lives, isn't it?
A lot more so, yes. I mean, well, a Web 2.0 application is 10 years ago when you wanted to get directions, you got your Thomas's Guide. Mm-hmm. Now you go online to MapQuest or Google, and it's an application, and it provides you a map.
Right.
10 years ago, I know 15 years ago when I bought a house, I had my real estate agent drive me around to all the houses that were available under the criteria. I recently bought a house, and I didn't contact my real estate agent until I'd seen a house I liked.
You knew the three.
My time online researching.
You knew the two or three that you wanted to go look at, didn't you?
Pardon?
You knew the two or three that you wanted to go look at. You didn't have to go look at 100. You'd already
done that. Had been looking at houses for a long time, so I had a really good idea of what was available, what the different styles were, what the price ranges were. So I had really educated myself, and I didn't need someone till the end when it came to the negotiation and all of those other intricacies that you get into when you buy a house.
Isn't Web 2.0 also wanting to be able to be interactive with the applications?
Yes, that the end user is the person that's interactive. So if you go to a site like Zillow, which lets you, you can put in pretty much any house, I know in the country, I don't know in the world, but and it can come back and it will tell you, you know, how many bedrooms, what the price of the house is.
Mm-hmm.
That is an interactive application because the big thing about Web 2.0 is it's not getting information from one source.
Right.
It might be pulling information from multiple sources. You don't see it. You're not working any new application.
You don't have to download any software or anything like that. It's just there for you on the web. The power.
You're on the web.
The power is on the web.
The applications are becoming more sophisticated on the web. That's what Web 2.0 is. Is from the application point of view, from the website point of view, the websites are moving from just being a static page to being there's more going on.
Isn't Web 2.0 also? Well, let me say that. Let me back up. Web 1.0 was where, as a user of the internet, as a surfer, so to speak, you would go online and you'd go around looking for things, and you'd go to their locations of the people that you wanted, the companies that you wanted to look at, and you'd visit around there. That's Web 1.0 to me. Mm-hmm. Part of Web 2.0 is, okay, I'm going to let you know, Anita, that I like what you have. I want more of it, but I don't want to have to come to you to get it. I want you to send me what you have when you got new stuff. Isn't that Web 2.0?
A lot of it is all this. It's becoming more sophisticated. Now, the big caveat is, like with any new technology, it doesn't do away with the earlier one. It's not like Web 1.0, static web page,
right,
is now obsolete.
Right.
It's still there. It's still needed. What it is there's another layer. It's like the web didn't do away with PCs.
Right.
And PCs didn't do away with servers. And servers didn't do away with mainframes. What it is with technology is when a new technology comes out, the old one isn't obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
The old one's still there. We're still using it. What it is we now have a new level of sophistication. I mean, the same thing could be said for our homes. I have a 4-year-old, and she was asking me about what was in the kitchen when I was a kid. And, you know, we still have ovens, we still have stoves, we still have refrigerators, we still have dishwashers. What we do when we have something new in the kitchen, we don't do away with the old one. We now have microwaves. You know, we had TVs. We now have VCRs.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do away with the old. What it is we bring a new one on and layer it on top.
That's the same thing
with technology.
What should small business owners think about this? How should they be thinking about it? Should they be thinking about it as a consumer, or should they be thinking about it as adopters?
Both. What it is you technology. The biggest mistakes people make, I think, in business, in technology, in whatever it is they sit there and they say, oh, there's this new technology out. How do I have to use it? What you need to be looking at is your business and saying, what do I need to be doing to provide services to my customers or my prospects? Or what do I need to be doing to run my business more efficiently? And you look at the new technologies and say, can it make me more efficient?
Right.
Because if you just look at using new technology, are you providing the right solution?
Right. Anita, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we're visiting with our good friend Anita Rosen, the author of the e-commerce question and answer book and one of our top internet experts. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Anita Rosen is our guest. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, second edition. At least that's the one I have. Is that the last one, Anita?
Yep.
And that's available wherever books are sold. And your website, please.
It is AnitaRosen.com.
Anita Rosen, R-O-S-E-N.com. So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And you'll find her book wherever books are sold and also on that website. We're talking about Web 2.0 and also e-learning 2.0. Now, what's e-learning 2.0?
Well, e-learning is taking your training and moving it to the web. And for small businesses, it really can make a lot of sense. Because how many times do you have to train customers? How many times do you have to get information out to customers? If you turn around and take that information and turn it into an e-learning course and put it on your web, now all of a sudden it takes you out of it. You can have the training. You can also provide distance training. Are all of your customers within a 5-minute walk? Or Have you expanded out to other states? And if you're moving out to other cities and other states, you can spend a lot of time having to drive or have your customers drive into your facility for training. Much easier if you do training on the web. And there's two forms of training on the web. One is called synchronous. And synchronous is people call in and you train them. So it's a phone call with maybe an internet session where you show them PowerPoint slides. And or it's what's called asynchronous. And asynchronous is standalone training, that they come to your site 24/7, and there is a course sitting up on your website, and they can learn whatever you need to teach them.
At their own pace, at their own speed, in their own time.
And it's really called just-in-time when they need it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're training someone that, you know, you might have a customer in a different time zone. You can train them when they need it, not when you have the training available.
And people might say, well, what kind of training would I train my customers? Well, if you sell a product that they take out and use in applications, you know, whatever it may be, maybe it's a do-it-yourself or whatever, create some kind of a training program that shows them how to use that product more effectively, more safely, that kind of thing.
A good place to go if you want to find out more about training online, and it's not necessarily expensive, is ReadyGo.com.
Right. That's your website, isn't it?
Correct.
Yep. And
we have a lot of information. We have some courses on what is instructional design, how do you build a course, how hard is it.
It's outstanding, folks. I've been telling you about ReadyGo.com for a long time, and I'm very glad to do that. Anita is one of the experts in this area, ladies and gentlemen, so use it to your advantage. What do you think about, back to Web 2.0, which e-learning 2.0 is part of that, right? I mean, you're the person who taught us that e-commerce, e-shopping, and e-customer service are all part of e-business.
Right.
And so e-learning is part of Web 2.0, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's all that moving. When we're talking about Web 2.0, what we're talking about is bringing out new applications that people need to have when they need to have it, that provide them the information.
Mm-hmm.
And a training course is a wonderful example of Web 2.0. I'm performing something at my job. I don't know how to do it. I go online, I find a 15-minute e-learning course, I take it, and now I can continue my job.
Well, and it's a great way for small businesses to differentiate themselves.
Definitely.
Even sometimes against their big competitors.
Right. Well, that's a big thing that a lot of small businesses can do. Many small businesses are better in customer support than big businesses. Because small businesses, you call up and you can speak to the expert. Big businesses, who do you speak to? Some guy in what, India?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And this is an area. See, this is one of the reasons, Anita, that since the 20th century, I've been predicting and am now saying that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. The 20th century was the century of the major corporation. This is the century of the entrepreneur. And it's because of the things that you're just saying right now. It's because of the incrementalization of technology and our ability to leverage it without having to spend millions of dollars.
And the tools are now becoming available that make it very easy for the subject matter expert to be able to create websites, to be able to create e-learning courses. Think about it, what happened about 15 years ago when became available on the desktop is applications like Word, desktop publishing. Before that, it was not easy for the entrepreneur, for the small business person, for the employee to be able to create nice word processing documents or desktop publishing
right.
type documents. Now we don't even think twice about it.
That's right.
Think about the presentations that we created in the 80s, 20 years ago, the presentations we created now. That's because applications like Word and PowerPoint and Excel are very easy for the end user, the entrepreneur, to be able to use. And 20 years ago, you needed to have a specialist, an expert, create these type of applications.
Absolutely. I remember the first time I was actually able to put a transparency through a laser printer. I thought that was magic.
Yeah.
And so you have to have gone back before that, folks, to be able to appreciate a PowerPoint. Anita, give us your website one more time, please.
Well, if you're interested in e-learning, you should visit my website at readygo.com. And if you're interested in e-business or getting a hold of me, it's anitarosen.com.
And also the book's there too, right?
Correct.
The e-commerce question and answer book. Anita Rosen is the best. Anita, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Quick break, right back with one very excited young man, Mr. Bob Nagin, the author of the co-author, of the brand new book, Marketing Your Retail Store. It's going to be very exciting, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.